Time now for your letters, and many of you wrote in about Rebecca Roberts' story last week on biking to work. Jan Gunnis, who listens to WHYY in Philadelphia, writes, "Many thanks to Ms. Roberts for her story on National Bike to Work Day and cycle commuting. It was a welcome change to hear a news story about cycle commuters that actually humanizes them and highlights the daily hazards of taking to the streets on two wheels." Richard Sog of Los Gatos, California, adds, "I listened carefully to the excellent feature on Sunday morning, but nowhere did I hear any advice to put on a bicycle helmet." Ellen Kirko of Portland, Oregon also wrote in, "I started biking to school in February. I'm 31 years old, and this was the first time I've been back on a bike since I was a child. I had returned to school after working as a letter carrier, and I needed some way to exercise that didn't cut into my study time. Biking was scary for me at first, and of course it was raining, but I worked up from riding one day a week to riding every day. Now I feel confident on my bike and look forward to my ride. I feel like I know the city better and have a sense of connectedness that I haven't felt in any other places I've lived. The city of Portland has made the transition from driver to biker easier by creating bike lanes on most major routes and printing free maps with suggested bike routes through the neighborhoods. I still drive my car occasionally, but now I consider myself a biker and I love it." However, Brendan McCarthy of Warwick, Rhode Island writes, "I feel strongly that bike paths are a bad idea, as they encourage drivers to think bikes should be limited to bike paths and lanes and not be treated as equals on the road." And finally, Marcia Deal from Cambridge, Massachusetts, sympathized with Rebecca as she attempted to navigate around a delivery truck blocking the bike lane.
"This is definitely the most pushed around I've felt on this stretch. Made worse by the Ottenberg's bakery truck in the middle of the lane."
Yeah. Now this is not good.
Yeah, I'm not liking this one little bit.
Marcia Deal is a folk singer, and she phoned this in, offering apologies to Woody Guthrie.
"This lane is my lane. This lane's a bike lane. If you don't get off, I'll wring your head off. This lane's a bike lane. This lane is my lane. This lane was made for bikes like me."
You can get in touch with us. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. This is NPR News.